respected chair and co-chairs and officials from various departments and from NAGA. Good morning to everybody. So I am not having any presentation as such. I am just explaining about what is the role of MPDA in upscaling the productions and especially the BMP. So before going to detail about the BMP, just I would like to say about our institutions, because for the observing of the, all the people, that MPETA, Marine Product Export Development Authority, is evolved in 1972 with the Parliamentary Act to mainly governing the exports. Later on, we understood there was a shortage for the products. This means raw material. So we have started the aquaculture divisions in MPDA itself. For the aquaculture, we want to do the commercial way of aquaculture. For that, the data which the study carried out by the research institution like SIBA and CM4I, other research institutions, it's paved the way for us to take it as the basic details for the research data for the commercializations. So we started the aquaculture divisions. Once the aquaculture division started, you know very well that then every problem started. Then again, you have to look into the marketing. So how it will be marketed, marketing we can do. And when the marketing comes, then it is automatically, there is a question is coming. It is a quality assurance. Where is the quality? What is the quality? When it is going on like that, 1972, if you look at the different scenario, finally we end up that India is the number one producer of shrimp, not other species. Of course, there are katla, rohu, mirgal. We are going for the domestic market. But the export promotion, we have only the shrimp. Later on, scampi came. When everything goes very well, especially our Indian coastal regions are 8,000 kilometer areas are without any pollutions are available. But still, we are facing the problem in the international level. They tell that even anti-dumping duty has created a lot of problem for us, our production. So that's why marketing, then it came to the quality assurance, then later on we came to the R&D, research and development. In the research and development, now we are focusing on diversification of aquaculture, not only the shrimp. Why India? We have a lot of species. More than 30 species are commercially valued species are available. If you take to finfish, shellfish or molluscans. So now we are going to the diversification of aquaculture. We set up a center, research and development, Rajiv Gandhi Center for Aquaculture. Of course, it is all our members, including our deputy director general and all the research institutions are guiding us. And later on, the very, very important aspect, we came to the extension program. That is very important. When you do all the research, when you do all kind of works, it should reach the end users. So finally, we came to the conclusions and we have to have the extension division. That's what MBDA is having, the extension division. So in that aspect, what we are doing, not only extension division, the same department cannot do everything. So we have started different societies. That is, one is the NAGSA, who is looking into the mainly on the aquaculture side. Another one is netfish. Netfish, we are looking at landing centers, harbors, how they can keep clean, because quality assurance is coming there. So netfish is looking after the quality assurance of the catch, even natural catch materials. Then third, we are looking into this, research and development. That's what we have done already, the research on, of course, with the association with the SIBA, and SIBA's groupers, Cobia, and even SPF Woodstock of Pinedes Moradan, and we have set up the quarantine facilities, number one quarantine facility in association with SIBA and Coastal Aquaculture Authority. NFDB has funded for these quarantine facilities at Chennai. It is catering now to all over the country. We are bringing the broodstocks. Still, it is the quality assurance. So this is the way we have made it. Okay, fine, what MPETA did the first? We have done yesterday, there was a very good question asked by, his name I could not spell it out. How you are selecting this site? First of all, 1972, we have started MPETA. 80, we have started the shrimp farming. The first and the foremost job we did is the identification of the site, aquaculture, especially shrimp farming, suitable site for potential area available in our country. We have done all over the India, the survey we have done. So now the survey says the 1.2 million hectares are already potential area in our country. Then what is the development took place so far? It is almost 30% of the area. I may be right, something statistics, is already under the culture area. Okay, when everything goes fine, there is no problem. One fine morning, what happened? Even though we are a research institution or other institutions say that the speed we should not go such a way. We are having everything, there is a limitation is there. But the farmers, you go for low stocking density, 4 per meter square, 5 per meter square. Farmers themselves, they adopted seeing each other, okay, better we can stock more seeds so that we can give them more protection. But never thought that it is the biological animal which leads to all the disease. It is not any other, it's not like other compound. So when the farms are going up like anything, we are also had a lot of control over on them. Don't do like this. Better to have the caution in your mind. So in spite of that, farmers, they knows. And another one aspect, Embada, very well we are told that we have to follow the each and every steps when you are promoting this aquaculture, especially shrimp farming. We never look into other species. When that moment started, farmers, everybody dislike it. We told, in fact, our Andhra Pradesh is Taiwan of India. Because we always go to the model of Taiwan. Taiwan is the country where it is booming, aquaculture. We used to tell that Taiwan of India, Andhra Pradesh, and Tamil Nadu, and Kerala, everywhere, that started scaling up like anything. But different way of stocking. There is no uniform numbers. But we say that you stock 4 per meter square. But farmers having their own willingness. Okay, it was going on like that, like that, like that. So suddenly on 95, 96, then this white spot disease occurred. You never thought. You are talking about the social, how this evolved. On your slides, I have seen the children are studying in the schools. I can tell now the small farmer who earned from the shrimp farming. Now their daughters are, even he is not having any qualification, but their daughters are studying in medical college and engineering college. Just for example, I am telling social setup, how it has been developed in our country, I am telling. So such a way it was going on. But seeing each other, what happened? They forgotten that this is the leads to the several environmental issues. That's why this disease problem occurred. Of course, the BMB is mainly, we have started with controlling the disease problem. It is not disease alone. Again, the quality assurance. That is very, very important. Now, again, we are going to the antibiotics issues. Because when we are catering to the world market, recently USFDA officials came and they given training to us. In the training, they told that when they look at the Germany for the car, when they look at the Japan for the toys, when they are looking at the India for the shrimps, 90% of the shrimps they want to import from our country. So when such a levels are looked at India, so we are more concerned about the quality. In that case, that NAGSA has come to the role. Better, we have to organize all the farmers together and we have to teach them how to do the shrimp farming in scientific mode of way and what are the stocking density they have to do to avoid in this one. Then biosecurity, what are the biosecurity measures they have to use so that it can avoid the disease outbreak and other environmental issues. Now it is very clear, most of the farmers, so we can say that the 17,000 farmer sectors are under the society concept, that is cluster of farming. They have to follow the BMPs. Yesterday I explained how we are made it a society, that like a 20 farmers, they have to have the registration, everything they have to have, follow the rules. They cannot go away from that. When they follow such a conditions, then again, our field stops. That's what I want to say. NAGSA field stop and Embada stops are there. How to scale up the strategy? That is very, very important. Simply, we will not go just one day, you tell them you make a society. It is not at all possible. Yesterday, I think professor from Malaysia, Dr. Aizan was asking how you people made it this much of cluster of farming in India. It is a very good question. It is not happened in one night. We have to go frequently to the farmers. We have to tell them, see, last time you had a problem. This time you want to avoid the problem, you have to follow this kind of strategy. We will tell the techniques. Like not only Empada, all other research institutions also working on that way. So we have given the solution to the farmers. So we want the produce shrimp and we want to cater that to international market. You have to produce the shrimp without any disease problem with the quality assurance. Then only India will stand always on the head. Accordingly, this society has been evolved in all the maritime states. It was looked after by our regional centers. It is regional centers are, especially they are looking after this aquaculture development in all maritime states. And a regional office are set up in all over maritime states, look after the exports. They look after the exports, how their products are going to the other country. So we having the overseas office also in Japan and USA and Brussels. They all will coordinate how this marketing is taking place all over the country. But one fine morning, when we see that the production level has come down in India And the main reason we found that the disease outbreak, when we noticed that, what is the main cause for that? So they are blaming the research institution. They are not doing anything. They are blaming, started blaming EMPADA. What EMPADA is doing, he is not doing anything. We are go on teaching them several way, but finally we found that the only lacuna is the extension program at the farm level, not on the office level. When you go to the farm, you cannot imagine all the officers are there in the farm only. Out of 30 days, 23 days, we will be in the farm, shrimp farming. We will be with the help of, we will be guiding the farmers. You cannot imagine the EMPADA officials, I am not exaggerating, even 3 o'clock seats are coming at Gujarat, when initially the Gujarat state development is very, very less. We used to go at 3 o'clock morning, we used to guide them how to stock the seeds in the pond. Because farmers were not knowing about that. Okay, when it is started, then we need a last of training program. EMPADA is conducting a lot of training program, how they have to do the shrimp farming. The next one, the industrial study tour, that our sir was telling, how to make this, all the information to the all the farmers. We are taking the farmers from one region to another region, so that they will be familiarized seeing that what other farmers are doing, how they are doing. They will be having the very good interactions. Not only that, we are conducting several programs. And finally, the farmers may not be knowing what is the PCR test initially. So they are telling some simple test. I was explaining to you yesterday to the Malaysian counterpart that we used to always link this kind of strategy with the human life. I will tell you a small example. Farmers are asking, what is the PCR? What it is going to help us? We used to tell, you just to see that AIDS, it is a viral disease. It doesn't have any control on that. This white spot disease also like that. So when you do this PCR test, when you see the molecular test, so these are the variations. So the farmers started thinking, oh, this is the way we have to do it. It's giving some kind of importance. So now in the hatchery level, they are having the control. Then they come to the pond, even stocking density. They used to stock, they will not reveal the secret, how many numbers they have stocked. One farmer, other farmer will not tell how many numbers he has stocked. So now we made it because of the cluster farming, blast of the, to control the, make it PMP. Stocking density should be like this, only 60,000, or maximum you can go to 90,000, 1.2. Like that, we have cleanly told them, this much you have to do the stocking. Then only you can expect the good production without any disease. So third, pre-harvest test. They were not knowing, okay, we have produced the shrimps, but the shrimps has to go where? To the other country. For that, they have to do the testing. So pre-harvest testing, we are advising them before 15 days of the harvest, the farmer, they have to inform the EMPADA lab and they are ready for the harvest. We have set up the several labs, pre-harvest ELISA lab. It is just to screen that whether the animals or the products are having any antibiotic. So these are the different concept, and we have evolved for the shrimp farmers. Now we are going to the other species also. Why I am telling like this? Because otherwise, it will end up the different stories. NAGSA is an organization we used to conduct a farmer's field day. Suppose one cluster of farming, they made it a successful story. You cannot imagine in near to Tamil Nadu, there's one Pattukota area is there. One cluster of farming, last time the two societies were there, they are telling them don't stock in the during winter. Another one society, they ignore the word. Okay, no problem. What is going to happen? Let us see. Whereas the farmer society listened to our word and stocked after the winter, they made it a successful crop. All the 140 units, 140 farmers in the particular area made a very good crop. You cannot imagine now they are contributing to these societies around 29 lakhs. They are crores of rupees. They made it. Now, the other society people have seen that, these people have followed really the pattern of stocking. That means winter, avoiding winter, they are stocking in the other season, they are getting protection. Now, all the people are following the society concept, seeing the each other. Earlier, it was not like that. One fellow will pump the water, other fellow will not tell that when he is going to pump the water. So now, he made it a calendar also. When this high tide water is coming, low tide water, each and everything they are following in the for the basic of BMP. Not only for just for protection alone, even farmer themselves, they understood the concept. That is the way we are carrying out work in India. Many of the farmers, now they are also coming slowly to our concept that better we will also form the society. Of course, again, the finance is very concerned here. I am telling that now the contract farming is taking place. He was mentioning why the private partnership should not involve, cooperate for this farming. Now the contract farmings are coming up in our country. That means the private people, those who are having the processing plant, other things, they are giving the finance assistance to the cluster of farmers from the purchasing of seed, providing the feed, and finally they are taking the material for their company to exports. This is the way now the contract farming is also coming up in our country. So the vital role MBDA made it, not only the alone we are successing, with the cooperation of the, all the research institutions, Department of Fisheries, all the international institutions like NACA and FAO, we are all just moving towards the implementing the BMP in all the level, because we are having small farmers. Yesterday we are talking about the poverty. That is true. It was, we were in the line of poverty. Now the poverty slowly is removed by the aquaculture farmer, showing that when you do very steadily, when you are following the best management practice step by step, not immediately, not overnight it will happen, you can have the assured production. Not only assured production, you will have the quality of production. When the quality product comes, definitely our country will export the material to other country, will earn the foreign exchange. Then there's only one word we can say, that the cluster farming, unity is the, our strength. That is the main thing. It was not there earlier. There was no unity among the farmers. There was no unity among the, what you call, hatchery operator. There was no unity among the processor. Now, India, you can take. There is a unity among the all the farmers. There is a unity among the seed producer. Not only that, the farmers, they are naturally, they are having the knowledge. But we have to nurture them. Nurturing also, we have to do the knowledge imparting. We are doing each and every level, farm level, then hatchery level, then processor level, even the landing centers level. Father, this kind of activities we are doing the for the best management practice. That's why we are going ahead with the 772 societies involving 17,000 farmers in our country. We hope that with all the cooperation, with all the ideas, again, we'll make it more societies and following the best BMP. We are taking the better management practice. Definitely India one day, it will go to the best management of practice. It will show to the other countries as an example. Thank you very much.